We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Some breaking news here, Folsy. You want to read the Terrell Edmunds tweet that everyone's talking about?
Sure. Thank you, Pittsburgh, for making my dreams come to reality. You will forever be a part of me and my journey. I'm thankful for all of my coaches, teammates, and every fan supporting. To my brothers, y'all know how we rockin'. It's going to be love until the wheels fall off.
There you go, Ron. That doesn't sound like he's coming back.
No, it doesn't. I wonder what Cookie has to say about this. Because Cookie runs the show.
She runs the show. I don't know. Where is Tremaine now? He's signed
Chicago.
He signed with Chicago. The Bears, right? For
I'll be very curious to see if Terrell goes to Chicago. Won't you?
Yeah. Got to find another one. I know you, Joe, you think it's fairly easy to find a guy at that position. We'll see. I thought he was a good player here. Not a great player, just a good player. They probably can replace him. Well, I guess they're going to have to, aren't they?
It sounds like it. That was definitely sounded like a goodbye.
Nobody sends that out of, you know, unless I guess we're going to hear something soon, him signing with somebody else.
Did he live up?
Unless the Steelers absolutely said, we don't want you back, maybe.
Maybe. I think we'll probably hear he signed.
I do too.
Did he live up to the 28th overall pick?
I would say yes. He was a starter for a ton of games. His best ability was his durability, and he was a solid player, not a great player. He wasn't picked first, second, third, fourth, 10th, 28th. I think he was a good first round draft choice. Not a great one, a good one.
Bolsey?
I mean, he was a bit of a reach, I think, at 28, but that's not necessarily his fault. Like, what is he gonna do? Don't draft me here, you know, don't draft me in the first round. As Ron just mentioned, I mean, he's a 5-year starter, so there were times where I would get very frustrated with him because I would see a whole lot of 34 Edmunds chasing a play, and I would get entirely frustrated with that. But I think the last two seasons he really came around to be a guy that you felt good about being back there. He was able to make the plays. He was in the right place at the right time. He was never a flashy player, but every once in a while he'd come up with a stop. And you'd say, hey, that's a great play by Edmunds.
He was a big hitter. I mean, he was a good run stopper. Not great. No, not great.
Couple of sacks last year as well.
I think a pretty good overall player.
I'm a little torn on the first round pick thing. I think I can find guys like that in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But there were guys drafted around him who didn't start as many games and didn't really become starters.
It could have been much worse.
There are guys drafted. It could have been worse, yeah. You know, not a bad first round pick.
If he was a top 10 pick, I would say, yeah, didn't live up to it. 28 is almost the second round.
It just hurts, Ron, to see people go right after him like Lamar Jackson, Nick Chubb, Shaquille Leonard, you know.
But can't you do that with every draft?
Sure, but how else would you judge a pick?
I know, but how?
I'm talking right after him. I'm not talking lower in the draft.
Where did T.J. Watt go? 32, 30, something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an exact science. I mean, sometimes guys slip through the cracks. Yeah, I mean, again.
I look for more out of my first-round pick than just another player.
A starter.
He's a starter who showed up. He did some good things. But when you really study his career, as I mentioned the other day, and we ripped the inside linebackers for this, and he plays linebacker half the time almost. He had zero forced fumbles in 5 years as a starter. How do you do that, Ron?
That is surprising. I didn't know that.
On 410 combined tackles, 276 solo, zero fumbles recovered, one fumble forced, five picks, five sacks. So he averaged one pick, one sack, and no other splash plays his whole career. He was a decent positional player. But I want more out of a first-round pick. I really do. Yeah. I feel like I can find just guys to play positions and be average starters at various places in the draft. Not a bad first-round pick, but I wouldn't say a good one. I want more from my first-round guy. And apparently they do, too. I mean, they were willing to let him go last year and brought him back only because he
bargain
came
rate.
Incredibly cheaply.
Yep.
I'll be interested to see what he signed for. Here's the other thing. People say this was his best year. I thought last year was his best year.
I think Matty said but the last two, I think he's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Last year, he had 8 tackles for loss. This year, only 3. Last year, 2 interceptions. This year, none. And last year, he had a pretty good passer rating against. And this year, I don't know how this figures out to a passer rating, but he allowed 3 touchdowns this year, which was his most, I think, ever. Certainly since 19. And yet, I think that Minka likes playing with him. I think that he's, I don't know. Here I am searching for, if I'm searching this much for to try and praise him, he's an average player.
Right. I mean,
you
he's
need
a
those.
Starter.
Not everybody can be like an upper level player.
Not when they're paying the top 3 guys what they're paying them.
But
there's only so much money to go around with the salary cap.
Right. But he's a first-round pick.
And you're paying Cam a lot, and obviously Watt and Minka. I hear you.
He's a first-round pick.
He's a real late first-round pick.
Right. But I want more out of a first-round pick than just to be a guy.
I agree.
That's fair.
And I'll be curious to see what the rest of the league thinks. Here's the other thing. Maybe he is better than the average strong safety. I don't know. We'd really have to study it numbers-wise and comparison-wise. It's his position that kills him. It's just not a valued position in the league. It's just not.
It's not the free safety position.
It's not. It might be
You're
the lowest paid position in the league.
Back there.
And now you look at what the Steelers have there, and I'm looking at DeMonte Kazee's career. And back in 2018, it says, at least according to Pro Football Reference, that he was a strong safety, and he had 7 picks that year for Atlanta. Now, that was back in 2018.
That's a lifetime.
Well, that's the other thing about this is I think he's easily replaceable because he is a guy, just a guy.
He's a guy.
You have quarterback, wide receiver, edge rusher, offensive lineman, defensive tackle, cornerback. The only positions that are paid lower, and this didn't break it into strong and free safety, it might be the lowest paid position in all of football.
Maybe.
I think this inside linebacker and running back, as I'm looking at this right now.
Tight end, maybe?
Tight end is down there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the bottom 3. So, you know, unless you have it's hard to have a game changer at that position. You know what I mean?
I hear you. You know, but I wish him well. And as I look back on his career, I'm not going to think he was a bust.
No, definitely not a bust.
You know, could he have been a little better? Yeah, sure. But hope he has a great career somewhere else. He was always a stand up guy, if I remember correctly, and kind of hope he does well.
Me too.
And Cookie does too.
Well, maybe he'll wind up in Chicago.
And Cookie would really love to run the show then.
Man, if he signs somewhere else for anything like $3 million or less.
What was he last year? 2.5?
Yeah. 2.5. I mean, I would have rather kept him.
When we really think about it, that can't be a surprise for somebody who doesn't really change. I mean, I read you his splash play numbers.
Right.
He doesn't have any.
Right.
He's a good positional player, pretty good tackler, decent coverage guy, you know. But I think you can find a lot of guys who can do that. I think you can.
Well, maybe they already have him, KZ.
Could be. Is it a draftable position?
Pretty. Mm. I would think down the way a little bit.
And KZ had a couple of picks last year.
But here's the thing about KZ. Edmonds played in the box as a linebacker.
He was kind of freed up to
almost 40% of the time.
Yeah.
Is KZ that kind of guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they're looking for somebody who can help in the coverage game for sure in a linebacker role because they don't have a coverage linebacker right
KZ
now.
KZ strikes me more as like a ball hawker.
Me too. I'd have to look closer at his career portfolio, but I think the Steelers are in the market for somebody who can do a little bit of both, play up in the box as a de facto linebacker and also go back and play some safety.
Are they done, you think, in free agency?
No. Not necessarily.
Think they still might sign somebody?
You know, free agency, I don't know, when people get cut in training camp and you pick them up, that type of thing,
no, I
waiver
meant before
wire.
The draft, do you think they're done? Maybe. They've been busy.
Very busy. I think they made their offensive line better, for sure. You see Tomlin at dinner with that big Ohio State tackle last night?
Bubba, or Paris, right?
Yeah, and a couple other guys.
What'd I say, Bubba? He looks like a Bubba to me.
What would you order, Falsey? Would you feel comfortable? They took him to one of the prime steakhouses, I believe in Columbus, Ron.
I'd order the biggest damn steak on the menu.
Would you be conscious of that, though, on a job interview?
No.
Falsey, would you?
As a big offensive tackle, what's Tomlin expect him to eat, tofu or what?
No, I'm just saying if I'm trying to think if I was on a job interview.
Right.
Do I go all out here? Do I get surf and turf, dessert, everything else? Or do I want my potential boss to think, oh, this guy's very
frugal,
reserved and respectful here and frugal. Yes, yeah. He's keeping
not,
us in mind.
Not a
Which
big,
way do you go?
I'm a big offensive tackle. I'm eating like a hog.
See, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go the most expensive items. I think I'd go somewhere in the middle. I wouldn't get the cheapest thing, obviously. I mean, if they're paying for it, I'm not going to go
he's
cheap.
He's an offensive tackle.
I don't know, man. When I was on a job interview in Minnesota at the Minneapolis.
You ain't an offensive tackle.
Well, I know that you can eat a lot of things without ordering the most expensive thing on the menu. You could eat forever.
I got it.
I was very conscious of that, you know?
And it didn't help you get the job, did it?
Not in the end, no.
Despite Herb Brooks' recommendation.
Yep. But I was conscious of what to order. You have to be. You're on a job. He was on a job interview with Mike Tomlin, a couple other Ohio State guys last night, too.
Now,
with Tomlin,
eating
Omar
to me,
Khan, and somebody else.
Eating to me is a little different than ordering about six bourbons or something like that.
That, too, you have to be conscious.
I am not doing that.
And the dessert? I mean, you get dessert?
I am eating, and I'm getting dessert, yes.
Do you want to show Tomlin that you eat well or that you eat like a pig? That's the other thing.
You know,
I mean,
there is such a thing as
an overweight lineman.
I'm not talking about picking it up with his hands and stuff.
No, but if you're ordering desserts and everything on the menu, they don't want their offensive tackle coming in 40 pounds overweight.
It depends what kind of shape he's in.
Yes, and that might depend on how he eats. This has become a contentious topic, surprisingly, Falsey. I think it would be very interesting to study somebody out on a prospective job interview with food.
I'm sure that's part of it.
They study everything they do.
If you're out in that situation, do you try to, and they probably wouldn't let you, but do you try to say, Coach T, go ahead, you order first.
That's the other thing. There's all etiquette things, right?
You order first and then see if Tomlin has the tiniest little steak. Maybe you don't go for the big boy.
That's the other thing,
you know?
Ron. Do you let Tomlin go first?
That's a great call.
I would insist that Tomlin go as much as
what
I could.
What if he insists you do
then
it, though?
I think that's what would happen. No, go ahead, order.
And then
you have to order.
Regardless of what we think, if Tomlin says you go ahead and order, there's a lot going through that kid's mind.
Oh my goodness. What do I do here?
Right.
What do I do?
How far do I go?
And maybe that's part of the judgment.
I think Tomlin wouldn't. I think he would say, no, you order first.
Oh, absolutely.
I think
he would probably say, order and order anything you want to.
I'm sure.
Just go ahead. Don't worry about this. Just eat. We're here to talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, man, there's a lot going through.
Even when somebody says that,
you're still conscious. There is pressure. I always feel pressure ordering off the menu anyway, Ron. Don't you? Like, you're going to make the wrong choice sometimes.
I told you the story about my buddy that back in the day, they took the media to the Meadows. And, you know, it was just a different era back then. And he goes, tells his friend, told his wife, order the surf and turf. And she goes, there's no surf and turf on the menu. And he goes, oh, yeah, surf here, turf there. Two different full course meals.
Right. That's the way to do it.
I wouldn't do that. But maybe if it's a surf and turf combo, maybe. I think at a big Columbus steakhouse, I'm ordering a big steak.
Yes, me too.
Dessert, maybe not.
Definitely a big steak. For sure, Folsy, right?
I mean, you're brought to a steakhouse. That's probably a high-end
steakhouse.
Last
year, he took Malik Willis out for chicken wings last year.
You're expected to get a big steak.
Right. Ron, was that the first indication he wasn't taking Malik Willis, if he brought him out for chicken wings and this guy gets steak?
Maybe. I don't know.
Folsy, would you order 20 wings if you're out there?
Yeah.
50?
Not 50.
Yeah, you don't want to eat like a pig.
You know, I know we got a break here, but you teased to something, and I want to know the answer to what you teased. Where does Mel Kiper have Kenny Pickett going in this year's draft?
Let's talk about
that. We can tease to it to the next segment.
That's a wonderful tease, Ron.
Thank you.
I think you just did.
Thank you very kindly.
Man, I wouldn't mind seeing the Steelers pick that kid either, would you?
No.
The big offensive tackle?
I still prefer short arm Skoronski.
Hold on. There was a number with this kid. Hold on a second, Ron. You and Folsy entertain
short
the
arms, you mean? You got a number?
No, not short arms. Long arms.
Yeah, his wingspan.
What is it, Paris Johnson?
Johnson.
Yes.
I think I've seen this stat, but I'm
here it is.
Excited.
Here
it
is. Pro Football Focus college version. Paris Johnson Jr.'s career in pass protection at Ohio State. 925 pass block snaps. One QB hit allowed. How is he not like a top five pick then?
What am I
missing?
That's pretty good competition, too.
He might end up being one.
But was there something else about him that's keeping him from that? He's like 7 feet tall, and he allowed one hit in his career. Why is he not a top five pick?
Maybe,
what am I missing?
Maybe we'll be top ten.
Nobody's talking about him like that.
Were there weight issues?
Can you look into that?
Well, if he has a weight issue, then maybe I'm not ordering the biggest steak.
Look up, why isn't Paris Johnson a top five pick? Please, Folsy, if you could. Ron, maybe you could do that as well.
Oh. Excuse me. I didn't sleep well last night.
Yeah, maybe he is number 10. Now they're talking about him for the Bears at number 9. Take everything back. He's number 8 because of his short arms. All right.
Let's talk about a quarterback with small hands next.
All right. Let's do that.
Yeah, tackle in the draft. I mean,
who is?
Paris Johnson.
He is?
Yeah.
He's not ahead of short arm Skoronski.
That's what Sports Illustrated. Solidifying his status as top tackle in the 2023 NFL draft.
Then why are people talking about the Steelers getting him at 17, Folsy?
Well, it's all over the place. I mean, there's one mock draft here. There's another one that has him going at 20 there. It's you know.
They usually have a general idea, though. I don't know what the hell's going on. Forget it. Just let's read the story next, all right?
Yes.
And we'll talk Kenny Pickett.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Trib, Joe Rutter, Mel Kiper Jr. in a conference call with media members Tuesday was asked where Kenny Pickett would rank among this year's passers. If he were in this draft, and obviously this is Pickett coming out of Pitt, not what we know now.
We've talked about this many times. I can't wait to hear what old Mel had to say.
He'd probably be in the fifth spot solidly behind that top group. How about that,
four,
Ron? Yeah. Some would even say Pickett would be in there with Levis or Levis,
and Butthead.
Kiper said. Levis and Butthead. Maybe some people would argue he'd be ahead of Levis. I would say he'd still be in that first round. Certainly the fifth quarterback taken with four guys potentially going in the top five. He'd be right around where he was in 2022. I would say if you have him as the fifth best quarterback, there's a good chance he wouldn't be taken in the first round.
Yeah, I don't know how many teams are – need quarterbacks at this point. A whole bunch of them. There goes our friend Marty Tupper walking up the hallway.
Legendary figure.
Legendary. Obviously, no one picked Pickett last year till the Steelers, and there were teams desperate for quarterbacks. So I don't know that the five will four. I think the four are going to go pretty high. I don't know if there will be a fifth.
I got to believe he would be in front of Levis only because of his senior year and because he was at the Heisman presentation. Like, he almost, you know, he was one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy, and Will Levis is coming off a season where he threw 19 touchdowns and 10 picks.
It did nothing for him, though, Folesy. Pickett. You know, nobody picked him until the Steelers. And you read that Levis and Butthead has had marvelous workouts, that he wowed them at the combine. I know the production wasn't there last year, but I think he's going to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Pickett would be one of the top three, but to be in front of Levis, I mean, I don't know.
It would be close with Levis. It would be. I would have to think. And I even think with I'm waiting to see somebody take Bryce Young at his height. If somebody takes him, then I'll believe it in the top five. Okay? I've been surprised before. How tall is he in the end here?
He's got a short body as opposed to just short hands.
He's 5'10".
Yeah.
So I'm going to be very interested in that. I would take Pickett over him. I would.
Did I read, was it Prisco? That, you know, I love, he's very opinionated. You know, I don't always agree with him. I believe he said Bryce Young is by far the best quarterback coming out, but he's a little on the small side.
Kyler Murray's 5'10". Apparently, allegedly. He was taken, what, first overall? Baker Mayfield, 6 foot. He was taken first overall.
I'm not saying he can't do it, and I don't like to judge based on that, but man,
that's pretty small.
Tiny.
To see over those behemoths in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he can do it either. I don't know if he can do it either, but teams are willing to spend that first overall pick on smaller quarterbacks.
For sure. I think C.J. Stroud is the guy, and I think they're right to take him there.
Carolina?
Yeah, they had all kinds of people talking to him. I saw Frank Reich with him yesterday. It seems like momentum might be moving in that direction, although people still think Richardson, too. Seems like it's down to those two guys, right?
Richardson's really climbed up the ladder.
Is that what you've seen, Folesy?
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I mean, there are still people that will, you know, go to bat for Bryce Young, saying that he is absolutely the best quarterback draft and best talent.
Well, Prisco said the best quarterback, but he's really small. So what does he think in the end? Is he going to go? Would he take him?
I think he would take him, yes.
I think the one stat that translates better than any other to the pros is completion percentage. And C.J. Stroud has been unbelievable on that front.
Accurate.
2 years ago, 71, almost 72% of his passes. Last year, over 66%. He has 85 touchdowns and 12 picks. And this was always the reason I loved Deshaun Watson. Drafting him going into that draft was because of what he did to Alabama and Nick Saban. We have on tape C.J. Stroud destroying Georgia, destroying them. To me, he's an obvious number one pick.
I'll offer you a rebuttal on the completion percentage thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming, his last 2 years, completion percentage of 56 and a completion percentage of 56.3.
And he looked like a bust, not a bust maybe, but a disappointment his first couple years, didn't he, Joe?
His career
all of a sudden took off, right?
Literally, yeah. The one aberration to that. And when people were talking early in his career, it was like, this guy's not accurate. Suddenly he became accurate. He's the exception to the rule.
Yeah. And I know he had some kind of crazy, like he worked with somebody to fix his footwork and his mechanics, and suddenly it clicked for him.
Yeah.
It wasn't suddenly, though, was it? Wasn't it to his second year, third year?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying
turnaround.
Yeah, he had a sudden turnaround.
Right.
He had a sudden jump.
But it didn't happen overnight.
Well, no, he was in the league, and then somebody came in and worked with him, and then it happened quickly.
It was like one offseason, and all of a sudden he figured it out.
I mean, Richardson completes 53% of his passes.
Yeah.
If I were running a franchise, C.J. Stroud would be the easy number one. Who would you guys take?
Probably him.
I probably would too.
You know, I don't know enough about Anthony Richardson. I mean, I guess he soared during the combine, and
he's the riskier pick.
Everyone else, but I don't know much about him. I don't know a lot about Levis and Butthead. I know he couldn't beat out the quarterback at Penn State.
Yeah,
he ended up transferring. But then the scouts, everything I read about him now, they love him.
He might have the highest ceiling. Like, he could be Cam Newton. Maybe even better than Cam Newton. Who knows?
But Levis and Butthead?
No, Richardson.
No, oh, for sure he could be.
But then a disaster.
It's an alarming completion percentage for a couple of years, really, in college. That's alarming. I don't know, man. Stroud is 6'3", 218, and the last time we saw him play, he lost by a point. He went 23 of 34 for 348, four touchdowns and no picks. He's a stud, and I would take him number one last year or this year.
And Carolina.
And a lot of years.
Carolina might just do that.
Man, I just wonder if Carolina is gutsy enough to trade up for that number one overall spot if they look at a guy like Richardson and say, this guy is something like we've never seen before, of how big and how quick he is, and let's just take a chance on him. I don't know.
Accuracy. Maybe they. Everybody believes they can change guys and make them better, right? So maybe they believe with Frank Reich and other people that they can
right.
do the Josh Allen thing. I would just caution that the Josh Allen thing is very, very rare.
Let's get him with a quarterback guru and figure him out.
All right, Fulzy. I've got some other treats up my sleeve, including I got an email from a guy who's been watching baseball since 1938 who had an observation on Ohtani. That I found very, very interesting for me, and really honored to get an email from somebody who's that old, right? 1938? Let's say he was 8 years old then, if he remembers it. Did we start remembering things, Ron?
That would make him 93.
Yeah. We start remembering things around 7, 8, 9 years old, right, Fulzy?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you get to be a certain age and you start forgetting things.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it earlier. One of my first sports memories is Mario's comeback in 2000.
That's right.
I was only 7 years old then.
I tend to believe, or my experience says that my long-term memory, and I think of my mom too, long-term memory very much intact, Ron. It's what happened 10 minutes ago that I can't remember.
I'm frightened. I think of things, I mentioned that Levis and Butthead couldn't beat out the Penn State quarterback. At the moment, I couldn't think of Sean Clifford.
Yeah.
I usually... Now, all of a sudden, I forget stuff. Like, I'm talking about the coach. Scary. It is a little bit scary.
Yes, it is. Fulzy's not there yet, are you, Fulzy?
No, he has a pinpoint memory.
He's got a photographic memory.
Yes, he does.
I wish.
That was just a great example for me. I couldn't think of Sean Clifford's name.
It happens.
How do I not know Sean Clifford's name? It came to me.
But you don't know that that's... necessarily memory wear and tear, Ron, over the years. We have a million people to think about. It happens.
Okay.
It could just happen. It could be coincidental. It happens to Fulzy. He just admitted it.
I'm beating myself up over this.
You might be. You might be getting scared for no reason. You have a very sharp mind that's intact right now.
Thank you, Joe. Very kindly for that.
When we were talking about baseball, it took me a while to think of Juan Nicasio because we were talking about guys who won jobs out of spring training. That happens.
Now, why isn't the golf course open today, Ron? I guess they're all
pouring rain.
I know. Shouldn't we be able to play through the rain, Fulzy? I want to play today. I don't care if
it's
raining.
You like to play through the rain.
Nah.
Are you a poncho guy?
No, just a nice little rain jacket guy. Yeah. I think I will go play today, no matter what. All right. Coming up, I'll tell you what this man said about Shohei Ohtani. And also some NFL news and notes. The intrigue around Aaron Rodgers continues to grow. There is a team that met with Bryce Young on Wednesday night. And Juju on why he signed with the Patriots. All of that coming up on Cook and Joe. All right, men who are gentle. A man named Bill Ward Sr. Bill Ward Sr. was listening yesterday. Or maybe he read the column I wrote. I don't know. Maybe both, Ron.
Bill, congratulations on still being around.
He says, I'm over 90 and a baseball fan since 1938. Great article, and I agree with every word. Otani's the GOAT, and probably, he says, ever will be.
How about him using the word GOAT?
Yes, all caps. He's the GOAT.
That.
I love that, Ron.
I'll probably forget what GOAT means by the end of the show, and he has it in his 90s. Good
since
for him.
Since 1938?
I mean, it's becoming pretty much an inarguable point. What the guy is doing. I was just talking to, now I forget his name. out in the newsroom.
Marty Tuffer?
No, the news guy.
Eric Hagman?
Paul Rasmussen.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I'm talking to him. His name escaped me. And I said, did you watch the slider? He goes, there's no anyone in the world that could hit that pitch. There's no one in the world that could hit that 3-2 slider that he struck Trout out with.
1938? Ron, this guy saw Babe Ruth. Wait, when did Babe Ruth retire? Does anybody know offhand? Folsey?
30s?
I can't remember.
Somewhere in the 30s, right
late
now.
30s maybe.
His last game was here, correct?
Yeah, two home runs at Forbes Field.
1935 was his last season. So this guy was alive, it sounds like, when Babe Ruth was still playing. Is that unbelievable or what, Ron?
Well, he said he started watching in 38. So, Ruth, he wouldn't have
Right,
seen
but he was alive, it sounds like, in 35.
Yeah.
He was alive when Babe Ruth was playing.
What a man.
Did Babe Ruth only win one MVP, or am I hallucinating here, Ron?
I don't know.
Maybe the MVP just started that year.
Yeah, who knows?
23. Babe Ruth.
Could
and
be
Otani's better than him. He's better than him, Ron. I don't think Babe Ruth got down to first in 4 seconds, did he?
Unless I'm mistaken. Unless there was a hot dog and a beer waiting for him.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie with John Goodman?
No.
Did you, Folsey?
No.
The Babe? I think it's a great movie, and I recommend it
to
both
John
of you.
I like John Goodman a lot.
I recommend it to both of you, and I forgot what else we were talking about, so I'm now buying time.
You're talking about Babe.
One
MVP.
I was talking
about the letter the guy sent you about Otani being the greatest.
I was doing that, but there was going to be a transition, and I know what it is now. It's the football.
I think I'm impacting you.
I think we are. We don't remember what we're talking about 2 seconds later.
I don't.
Listen to this. You guys take a guess. There's already odds on favorites for the NFL Coach of the Year next year. Care to say who's the favorite?
Not Mike Tomlin.
Sirianni.
I'm going to say Sean McVay.
Nene?
I said Sirianni.
Hmm. Kneecap Campbell.
Oh, I should have known.
Everybody loves him.
He's the betting favorite. I think that's, what is that, FanDuel? I don't know. The odds have Campbell at plus 1,100, followed by Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Matt Eberflus, the great.
Really?
The Bears.
Matt Eberflus.
The Bears.
The Bears have done a lot here, Folsey.
They've done a lot, and they still have a lot to do.
They still have a lot to do. Yeah. And after him, D'Amico Ryans from the Texans and the great Frank Reich.
So they're all new guys.
Where's Zach Taylor? Not on the list?
They're all new guys except for Kneecap. Zach Taylor not on the list. Neither is Tomlin, although he surely will be.
Sean McVay not on the list?
They will be if Tomlin goes 8-8-1, especially if they win a lot down the stretch. He'll be number one. There were the Raiders met with Bryce Young. That's who met with him. Do you think the Raiders should still be interested in Lamar Jackson? I do.
Who did they bring in as a quarterback? Garoppolo?
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G? I remembered that. Good for you, Ron.
See, you did remember. And I didn't. But I'm not worried.
Jimmy G. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know what kind of deal did they give Garoppolo? Not long term.
I don't remember.
Right? A couple years? except nobody's going to be interested at that price. I just don't see it. I don't think anybody's going to, if he wants that guaranteed money, I don't think people are going to give it to him. And I don't think people look at him as good enough for those number one draft choices. It's not talking about Pat Mahomes here.
I know, but we're talking about an MVP still in his prime who's 45 and 14.
His MVP year was a couple years ago, and he's been hurt a bunch since then.
It seems curious to me that in a league where people are willing to do what the Browns did to get Deshaun Watson, where they're about to draft a guy who's 5 feet tall.
I'm not saying it's
that
not
you
curious.
Haven't, that you, with using a number one or two or three pick to take this guy, they already have a guy here who's a winner, who's an electrifying performer. I can't believe there's not – I can't believe if it wasn't about the Deshaun Watson guaranteed money thing, that teams wouldn't be, at least a couple, would be all over this.
I think that's fair.
I think.
But you're saying if not, that's a big if not.
I know, but it doesn't have to do with his playing ability.
I still don't think teams look at him like Burrow or Mahomes.
Absolutely not. Nobody on planet Earth looks at him like Burrow or Mahomes. Nobody.
So I don't know, am I going to give up two or three number one picks for him? If I don't think he's on that level, I don't know. Now, the Browns
give up
did,
a lot
obviously,
for less than that.
The Browns obviously did with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Teams seem to go crazy when it comes to quarterbacks. What was the Derek Carr deal in the end? How much did he get?
He got like 40, right?
Did he?
I think. He didn't get 50, but he got 40.
Jimmy G was 3 years, $72.75 million, which seems
3 years,
lot.
That's 24. That's not a lot, right?
For him, I mean, it's a lot.
For him, it's a lot,
but not for the top quarterbacks.
No.
What did Derek Carr? You got that there, Matty? You're the beat guy.
Derek Carr signed for what, $40 million a year? 4 years, $150 million.
That's what I thought.
Is that $40 million a year, Falsey?
No, that's a little bit less.
It's close to it.
$160 million would be $40 million.
Where is Kenny Pickett right now among AFC quarterbacks, Ron, in your humble opinion?
Well, let's start with the AFC North. He's fourth for me, still at this point.
Well, you're including Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at this point. I said at this point, right?
Is he going to have the fourth best season, Falsey, of any quarterback in the AFC North? I think he might have the second best. Because I don't think Lamar's going to be in Baltimore, and I'm not sure about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I don't know about Watson either.
In that environment.
The Browns is the Browns.
I have him as the second best in the division. Ron has him as fourth. Where do you have him?
Well, I don't think Lamar's going to be in Baltimore, so I'm going to say third.
All right, then I'm going to name teams in the AFC. You tell me what. God bless you, Ron.
Thank you, Joe.
You tell me whether Pickett is ahead or behind. Just say that. Ahead or behind this guy? Josh Allen.
Behind.
Behind. Tua.
Behind. If Tua's healthy.
Behind. If healthy.
Can I say even? Is that an
no.
option?
No. You gotta say
I made the rules, huh?
Yeah, above or you made the rules.
Above, okay. Because of his health issues. Mac Jones.
Ahead.
Above.
Ahead.
Above. Aaron Rodgers, assuming he's on the Jets.
Behind.
You wanted to say ahead, didn't you?
I did
you,
for
Falsey?
A second.
I know you did.
But
I could see
I
it
snapped
in your
out
eyes.
Of it. I snapped out of it.
Trevor Lawrence.
Behind.
Whoever is quarterbacking the Titans, ahead.
Ahead.
Whoever is quarterbacking the Colts.
Ahead.
Whoever's quarterbacking
the
Texans.
Ahead.
That could be C.J. Stroud.
Could be. But it could also be Davis Mills. And who else did they sign?
It could be, you know, Bryce Young.
Could be.
At this point,
I'd say ahead.
Mahomes and Herbert behind.
Behind.
Garoppolo.
Ahead.
Ahead.
Don't do it.
I shouldn't do it. Ahead.
I mean, if you want to.
No, you're fine.
Not seriously ahead.
Right.
Ahead.
Russell Wilson.
Close. Ahead.
Ahead now, the way based on how he played last year.
Although.
Is Sean Payton going to get more out
of him? Although.
You know, this is all subject to change.
Yes.
I'm going to say slightly ahead at this point.
I'll say ahead too, but I think Russell could turn it around this year.
So I'm going to say it's Russell Wilson, but he was so bad last year. What happened to him, Falsey?
Don't know.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He fell apart.
Nathaniel can't hack it.
He space jammed. He had the talent sucked out of him.
I'll say ahead of for now, but all of us are putting Pickett no higher than like eighth or ninth in the AFC.
He's a second-year guy with a lot to prove yet. Showing flashes last year, but still a lot to prove.
Here's a question.
And he could climb up that list if he plays
well this year.
Yeah, that's my question was going to be, could he be a top five AFC quarterback by the end of the year?
Listen, Burrow, Herbert, Mahomes, Lawrence, and Allen. Is he going to crack that list?
I don't see how he cracks that list.
Is he going to crack that list, Fulzy?
I'm not saying it.
And a guy who just won two MVPs and Aaron Rodgers. I didn't even have him.
Oh, yeah.
And Lawrence. Did I say Lawrence?
You had Lawrence in there.
All right, that's six.
He's the only guy that I could see him having a better season than is Lawrence. But
I think Lawrence is going to take off. I thought he took off late last year. Fulzy really hates Lawrence.
Right?
I know.
I really can't figure it out.
I can't figure out why he hates him.
He has an agenda against him.
Who's your favorite college team other than Pitt?
Football team?
Yeah.
Probably Michigan.
Did Lawrence do something to them? I lose all my respect for you when you say something like that.
I just like their uniforms.
I like their helmets. My respect for you.
I don't really like Harbaugh. I don't really have a favorite outside of Pitt.
I'm just trying to dig into your past to see why the Lawrence hate.
No, I really don't hate him. I don't. I'm just saying, of all those guys that you just mentioned, he's the guy that I think Pickett has a potential to be a little better than this year.
That sounds reasonable, Ron. It's going to be
after what he said about Michigan, I dispel everything he says.
It's going to be tough. The Tua question might be the most interesting in the whole AFC right now for me. And who did they bring in? Tell me. Of course, none of us can remember
none
this
of us
either.
Can't remember.
Didn't they just bring in an insurance policy, Fulzy? And you can't remember either.
I can't
either.
Remember who.
It's not about age and attrition.
It's just a little young foal back there.
They brought in the Post Gazette's Mike White.
Fresh from covering like high school basketball.
Yes. He's going to go from Whitfield games to Dolphins practice every day. What are they doing? Is Mike White any good?
When he gets in there.
I know, but he's not good.
He kind of is better than I ever think he is going
he's
to
the
be.
He's the Terrell Edmonds of quarterbacks.
Is he better than Mason Rudolph?
Yes, but so are you, Ron.
No, come on.
What? The whole league has had a chance to take this guy, and they're signing people like Skylar Thompson. There's something amiss here, Ron.
We'll see if Mason ends up with a home.
Mike White has 8 touchdowns and 12 picks in his career.
Oof.
And he completes 62% of his passes. I think people may take other things into consideration with Mason. I'm not so sure that those comments by Myles Garrett didn't really hamper his career. Mm. I mean, look at the guy I just mentioned. And I will always believe Mike Tomlin on that Mason Rudolph didn't say what Myles Garrett said he said.
I agree.
I believe Mike Tomlin on that one, and I believe Mason on that one. But he's got better career numbers than a guy like Mike White, than a lot of these people that are getting signed. It just, in some ways, it doesn't make sense.
Is it a recency bias, though? Because we've seen Mike White. We saw him. Didn't he play last year, a couple games?
Yeah, he stinks.
The only reason
he had a one good game and New York fell in love with him, but that's because Zach Wilson was so bad they hated him.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he did have a really good statistical day. He had a good game.
Yeah. and people fell in love with him.
Josh Dobbs had a good throw. I mean, I don't know, Ron. Look at some of the people in the league still. Trace McSorley, Felipe Franks. You ever heard of him?
Who?
Felipe Franks.
Who's he with?
I don't know.
I never heard of him.
Me neither. Is Nate Peterman on a team right now?
Is he, Fulzy?
Can you look that
Nate
up?
Nate Peterman. Fulzy doesn't have that tape.
Jake Browning.
From John Gruden.
Kellen Mond. Brett Rippin. Nate Sudfeld. Come on, Ron.
Sudfeld.
You got to find a job for
Sam Ellinger. CJ Beathard. Shane Buechele is going to back up Mahomes. Remember Steve Buechele, Ron?
I do.
For the Pirates?
You said Buechele and Buechele.
There's a man who's going to back up Justin Herbert named Easton Stick. He's a stick in the mud, Fulzy.
I kind of remember him.
But Mason Rudolph can't find a job.
So far.
Looks like Peterman's still with the Bears.
Nate Peterman is in the league on a roster. Ron, he's running out of teams. He's got the Rams and a couple of others. The whole league has stated what they think, and I can't believe that he can't find a job.
I Googled Nate Peterman team, and then it says, people also ask, how is Nathan Peterman still in the NFL?
Hey, John Gruden said, don't forget Nate Peterman.
Oh, and I don't know if Mason's going to get a job. Coming up next.
The Grover, Bob Grove.
Let's talk to our friend Bob Grove.
The retiring Bob Grove.
Yeah, I forgot to congratulate him on that, Ron. Perhaps I could use this opportunity. What is he retiring from?
I'm assuming he works for Comcast.
Oh, from his real job.
He better not be, be retiring from his Penguins historian unofficial job, because nobody does it better.
I'm curious to hear from Grover about the game last night, where he would rank that Sid goal. I mean, Grover probably has on his phone a clip of the 20 greatest Sid goals and what time in the period they happened. So let's ask him where he would rank this one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.